Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God in this highly, highly, highly blessed, wonderful Monday, June the 5th, 6/5/17. Tomorrow going to be 6/6/17. Hallelujah. We thank God that we've lived to see another day. We thank
Amen.
God for the rain. Some sides of town's having rain. We over here in Sharpstown, West Chase, Houston, we got sunshine and at 7:30 in the evening. Can you believe it? God is good. Glory to God. We
Amen.
Just welcome each and every one of you that's out there under the sound of my voice. We invite you to come in and sup with us. Come in and commune with us. Come in and delight yourself in the love of God. I have nothing to give you but love, and I hope I will be faithful with that all my days for those who like me, for those who dislike me, and for those I like and for those I dislike. I still love them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the love of God, because I tell you, we ain't got no power except what he give us, and we thank
Amen.
Him for that. Glory to God. Let us go to the glorious throne of God in prayer. Oh, Most High God, Heavenly Father, dear Daddy, Abba, we come. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for your magnificent plan, your plan to save man before the foundation of the world. You and the Son and the Holy Spirit knew we needed a Savior. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, God, for being God all by yourself. Oh, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Words cannot utter enough thanks that you thought of me before there was ever any human beings on the earth. You thought of us and made a plan that you would save us, and you gave us eternal life. Oh, I'm so thankful, Lord. I am truly, truly thankful for eternal life. Oh, that I'm going to live forever with you. There is nothing. If you wasn't giving me abundant life, if you hadn't already delivered me from sin and poverty and sickness and all manner of evil, if all of those things was not already included, but just tasting and seeing that you have given me eternal life would have been just good enough. But you said you come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, I'm so happy, and I'm so thankful, and I'm so unworthy of any of your love, Lord. But I thank you, thank you. Thank you. We praise you, Father. We thank you for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Father, for making ways out of no ways. We thank you, Father, for fellowship with the brethren. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that indwells.
Amen.
Thank you, God Almighty, in the holy, 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 holy name of Jesus. Oh, God, and he comes to proclaim Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Let us be faithful to exalt and highly love and praise and honor you, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Bless our enemies, Lord. Bless the leader of this country. Bless the leaders of each and every city and state. All the legislators and all over the world, God, you're in control. Quicken their minds. Don't let them sleep at night, Lord, without making them call on you, Abba. We know you give every man free will, God. So I'm praying that you will quicken, known, make yourself known to Donald Trump. Oh, God, I know. I've had friends who testified that you've come in their bedroom and they've seen you. I haven't seen you in the with my fleshly eyes, but I know you, Lord. And I don't need to really see you to know you. I love you, Lord. And I thank you for going in Donald Trump's house, and I thank you for going in Obama's house, making him proclaim you still to the highest. Let them proclaim you, Lord. And this mayor, Turner, he's a believer. Thank you, Father, for blessing Sylvester Turner and his staff and his whole office and his whole family and every place and everything he tried to do for righteousness. And then God Almighty bless this governor. He say he a Christian, so I'm asking you, God, to appear to him. Make him know you. Make this governor of Houston, Texas, know you. And the governor of Indiana and all the governors all over the world. Quicken them, God, because your word has already told us that no man can come to you except you draw him. And it is you who are the way, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, Father, for your word told us in the manner of praying. Pray, our Father, holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy kingdom has come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. So let things be done down here that is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is sinful and evil. In the holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Well, I tell you, I get caught up in the prayer alone, the prayer. We could just pray for this here, my 30 minutes. But I did want to share a couple little things with you. I was having a discussion with Dr. Limmer earlier today, and me and her, and the Holy Spirit was just flowing. And so we was talking about abominations, and the Holy Spirit began to pour out of me about how Christians need to really study about abominations. We all speak about how homosexuals certain things are abomination, but they really need to just look in your concordance and find the scriptures that teach about. But Proverbs chapter 6:1-7 teaches us seriously about abominations and about. But I want y'all to know that our beloved president, who hasn't told much since he's been in office, I want y'all to know that lying is an abomination for those who did not know it.
It sure is.
Lying is an abomination. And so I would want y'all to pray for him. I really want you to pray for him, especially all of those people who drank his tea and his coffee, and I would dearly encourage you to pray for him, because if you follow me and I'm a liar, that makes you a liar, you know? I mean, you know what they say, dig one ditch, dig two, because the other one is for you. So we want to pray that our president comes to the knowledge and the truth that God is truth. We all lie. The Bible says all men are liars. Not only the president, all of us. The Bible says we all liars. ain't just saying he's alone. I'm sure I'm a liar too. So I want you to pray for me, but I'm not going to purposely sit up here and try and lie to you. I might omit the truth or something, but no, we all need prayer. So if for us to turn to him, and we bind this demon that's messing with the telephone in the name of Jesus. But I also want to start off with 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Behold, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, let's read verse 3, 1 John 3, 3. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, did you understand what makes you pure? It's when you know that the Father have made us the sons of God. It's not a like thing to be called the sons of God. It's an extraordinary, highly privileged to become sons of God. It's a process to become a son of God. And because in becoming a son of God, you became pure. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. That was 3:3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested. Manifested means to be made known, to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No sin. And who is he? And who took away our sin? Jesus. Who made us pure? Jesus. Who made us sons of God? Jesus. Oh, glory, holy, holy God. Verse 5. And you know that he was, I already read 5. He was manifest. Verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither know him. Now, I need to teach on that so that we can get a real understanding. This is a sort of complicated scripture, these two, 5 and 6, 1 John 3, 5 and 6. It's sort of complicated because it gets on, it's telling you whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Yet we know we sin every day some way. If you don't do an act, you sin by just thinking something. You know, I had to repent for having a bad thought the other day. And I do thank God for the repentance of that. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God, see, now it's telling you, the Son of God was made known, manifested, my King James say, but made known, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. See, See, that scripture and 5 and 6 go together. I mean, it's all in the same chapter anyway. But that's where I was coming from. I was coming from is I am no longer a sinner. I used to be a sinner before I got saved, but I'm no longer a sinner even though I sin. But I am not a sinner because I have been made pure. I have been made the Son of God, and I have been made the righteousness of God. So praise, and not only me, but all of us who have been born again. See, that's why being born again ain't just a phrase, you know. It ain't just a joke that the world makes fun of us who say, yeah, they became a boy. You know, you've heard the jokes. But, honey, let me tell you, it is a mighty act to be born again. None of us can birth ourselves again. I didn't birth myself again. I didn't do it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I was just as amazed. I stand amazed. I was so amazed the day that he came and made his abode in me. I didn't know what. It was such joy. I love an old song. It say, heaven came down and joy filled my soul. I mean, that day I got born again and passed. I truly died, y'all. I passed from life, from death. I was already dead. I passed from death unto life. I was made anew. First Corinthians 5:17. I became a new creature. A new creature. So that's why I am now the Son of God. And so, yeah, you don't like me. You don't love me. It don't matter. I am loved by the beloved God Almighty, the one who's the key, the master, the author and finisher of life eternal. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, let me go ahead on, because I tell you, when you can't come out of 1 John, none of the books of John, even St. John. I was going to, this runs you over to St. John chapter 17:3. Let me go there and read to you St. John 17:3 right quick. I want to show you what it says. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal. See. Oh, I wish I could make y'all understand. I'm asking the Holy Ghost, quicken your mind, quicken your soul. And if you're not sure, if you've been born again, if you're not sure you're really saved, even though you say, I believe in Jesus, I know Jesus is the way. Yeah, you know, you can know, you can have it in your head and have never received it in your soul. You could have not passed from death unto life. So I want you to know St. John chapter 17, verse 3, say, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, y'all. And he makes a point of that. That's why I love John. I mean, he was God. He was Jesus' beloved. And we can't help but love him. He ain't talking about nothing but love in every facet. And I mean, you know what a diamond? Hold a diamond ring or diamond up to the sun and see all the facets of its glare. Well, every facet of love is in all the books of John, St. John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And you can't miss him. It ain't going to leave you confused, you know, because you hear me say, I am going to be presented to God the Father as faultless, without a speck, or without a blemish. I am pure as the driven snow. Can you believe that? That's a, I know, I find it astounding. I find it absolutely amazing that I am the Son of the Living God, that I am a wretched woman, 71 years old, who have done much sin in her life, that God made me his son. Hallelujah. I'm astounded. I am amazed. I stand amazed in awe of him, 'cause he loved me so. I'm hoarse tonight. I'm very hoarse, but I tell you, I don't sing for the not only because God has given me a beautiful voice in the past. I don't know about now, but in the past. But I tell you, I sing because the Bible says, let everyone make a joyful noise. You don't have to be a great singer. You can make a noise and glorify God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I tell you, this 30 minutes is more, I get more out of it than I probably give. But I want you to know, it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's all because I'm his son. I am the Son of the Living God, who has made me pure, who has set his love upon me, and has made me to live eternal. I'm going to live for eternal. Now, I tell you, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. And I'm so grateful to God above. Oh, glory to God. And my time has flown. I was at, let me go back over here to 1 John 3, 7. I think I already read this part. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was made known, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Remember that, y'all. Verse 8, 1 John 3:8, he's going to destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed, Holy Ghost, this is what we were talking about. His seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Glory to Jesus. I am ecstatic. Oh, the Holy Ghost knows. Let me tell y'all, trust the Holy Ghost inside of you. Study his word to know the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh unto God, to the edification of himself. So when we speak in tongues to God, it edifies the Holy Spirit that's in us, and he will bring all things back to your memory, even if you ain't read it for a long time. It will teach through you. It will glorify God through you. And let me tell y'all something. Make no mistake. He only going to do it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, remember this. He ain't coming to glorify Ruth or let y'all know Ruth is a great teacher. He ain't coming to let you know any other man is anything. He come to exalt Jesus. And if any man don't exalt Jesus, have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with them, please. Because God, our time is running out here on this earth. And Jesus has made himself abode in me and you. And we must exalt him, glorify him, magnify him, exalt him only. Oh, my time has come and gone. Let me see, and let me read verse 10. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now that's really cooking with some eggs, ain't it? He that don't love his brother. You know, because God is love. I mean,
yes,
God loves his. I got 5 minutes to tell y'all one thing that's going to blow your mind. Jesus Christ is God.
Yes.
Yeshua HaMashiach is God. He wasn't he was God in the flesh. He was God in the spirit. But he was man too. He was man and God. But he was the creator also. I read that to you many, many, many times. Chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, and St. John chapter 1. Jesus Christ created all things, and all things was created by him and for him and through him and without him. There was nothing created. So remember that. But remember this. He made you and me, and he made the people who crucified him and hung him on the cross. Remember this. He forgave, and he did it because he loved them. He did it because he loved them. And that. So who am I to hate my brother who lies on me, who tells all kinds, who means me no good at all? Who am I? I must love him. I must forgive him. I must submit and humble myself to him and wish the best for him. Who are we? We're just children of God who have been blessed and highly favored. I bid you all a blessed week, a happy June, and a continuous to be faithful unto death. I do urge, and we all want to and agree that we be faithful unto death, no matter what that lying devil throw at us. Don't be faithful unto death. We're gonna stand. Can't stand no more. Because all of this too shall pass. Whatever the heartache is at this moment, it too shall pass. It's just but a moment. And we just want to encourage you to know who you are. No matter how many lies that devil tells you, no matter how sick you are, how much pain is wrecking your body, how your bank account might look empty, how your best friend has betrayed you. Oh, I told him earlier, betrayal is one of the worst pains in the world. I'll tell you, I've been betrayed, and I'm probably, well, I have betrayed. I hope I haven't. God knows I wouldn't purposely want to betray anybody. Because it's a horrible thing. But just think, Jesus was betrayed. Jesus was spit on. Jesus was cursed. He was all the things that they do to you. And so who, and all the things they do to me, who are we? If Jesus, if he could make it, we can make it. Because as he is, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4:17, as he is, so let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be with God. I love you, because Jesus loved me first, and he loved you all. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. I thank you, sister, for coming on. I pray God you will listen now. Reverend Avery, we have a sister, I believe.
God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And the Lord, this is your house, so you have a house. So go ahead. Whatever the Lord put on your heart, go on.
I'm here, but I can't hardly see people. But the devil is alive.
Well, okay.
Amen.
I'm
going to
say this.
Amen. Amen.
I can hear you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. My name is Sister Denise Minkins. Well, prophetess Denise Minkins, and I'm a member at New Light Church, Beaumont, Texas, under Pastor Terry and Tina Egan. I am a prophet and a prophetess in the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. No weapons formed against me, my family, my church members, the radio station, everybody that's involved, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, devil, you must flee. This is my time. This is the time that God has set aside for me. Oh, Jesus, we just serve a mighty God. We just serve a mighty God. Oh, Jesus, I just ask you, Father God, to just touch the land. Father God, I just thank you for walking. For everybody that's listening right now, I just ask you to just stop what you're doing and just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Spirit. Oh, Father, I just thank you. Father, I know what I want to talk about, but Father God, let your will be done. Just let your will be done, oh God. He can do it. Oh, Jesus, I just thank you for peace, the peace that's passing all understanding, oh God. Father God, I just thank you. Oh, I just thank you, oh God. I just thank you. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I just thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Oh, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God. You see, the devil got mad. But whatever God has for me is for me. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. No demon and no devil in hell can prevail. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Woo! I thank you, Jesus, for your blood, for your precious blood, oh God. Somebody needed this tonight. Somebody needed this tonight.
Hilera Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, Father God, I just thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for the healing, Father God. Thank you for the breakthrough, Father God. Father God, I just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Nelele kondoro bose kandara rabasi. Nelele kondoro bose kandara rabasi keteresi. Nelele kondoro bose kandara rabasi keteresi. Nelele kondoro bose kandara rabasi keteresi. Nelele rabasi kandara rabasi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. You're the God of more than enough, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You're the God of more than enough, O God. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Father God, you are Lord, Lord. You are kings of kings, oh God. He can do I just thank you, O God. I just thank you, O God. I just thank you, O God. I just thank you. He can't do it. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I just thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just thank you, Father. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He Oh, Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father. He said, you have not because you ask me. You have not because you ask not. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the radio station, oh God. Father God, I ask you to go through the line and the wires, Father God, and just press it and just calm it down, Father God. I just thank you and give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Much is given and much is required. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Your mercy, your goodness, your meekness, your kindness, your patience, your long suffering, oh God. I just thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I just thank you. I love you, Lord. I just thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name, in the magic name of Jesus, Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Amen.
You know, God has blessed you tonight. To speak in the lives of people tonight. And I want to, you've got about 2 minutes left. Praise God.
Amen. Listen. Oh, Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, my time is up.
Well, one of the things I will say to everybody listening tonight, this is what God does. He speaks to the unspoken and speaks to the spoken. God used the prophet tonight to bless somebody. I know I got blessed. I don't know about you. But I want you to know one thing. The more we trust in God, we got to come to another level. We got to look out into the supernatural, what God is. But because when God put us into the place, we live in a physical body, but we have a soul, a spirit, and a mind. But when God speaks, our spirit, man, we have to obey.
Amen.
And I want to thank somebody that's even coming on tonight and bless the radio station. Anybody got a question they want to ask while they're on there with us tonight? Anybody got a question? You need a prayer? You have a testimony you want to give?
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I say to everybody, if you say in your heart, Lord, I love you, mean it with all you have, because God will do what he says he's going to do. And prophetess, I want to thank God for you, what you said tonight. I'm supposed to have another lady coming over from Georgia, and I'm waiting on her to come on. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage everybody on this radio station. It's not
Amen.
My radio. It's God's radio station.
Amen.
If God is giving you something to do, you know the number. You know how to reach me. I tell everybody,
Amen.
If you want my email address, it's willyjhunter@yahoo.com. willyjhunter@yahoo.com. I will do all I can in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, of Jesus Christ, if you get your gifts moving forward. Because in this day we live in right now, people are not trying to find out more about the God we serve, that we serve.
Jesus,
who died for us. The HOLYSPRD that fills us up. And the more we get into the word of God, the more God blesses us. So anybody got a question, a statement? Anybody have something to say?
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Denise, you know,
yes.
A book of blessings, God has blessed you tonight.
Amen.
And you're going around the world always on the line. And I want
Amen.
To know, teaching is what it's all about. Teaching is what it's all about. We have to teach. Teach them to understand. Understand
yes.
the teaching. Am I right about somebody? Amen.
Amen.
So, I want to thank her. I want to thank her for what she did on the radio station. So once again, anybody got a question, a statement, something they've heard, something they want to say, you have a right to it right now.
Yes, Dr. Hunter, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is Pastor Z. And,
hey, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I have a bad connection. It's a lot of feedback. But I can feel the power and the anointing through Prophetess D, and I just want to encourage her to continue to allow God to use her. And that was a very powerful prayer, and I know that it was some breakthroughs, and nobody might not have said anything, but it was some breakthroughs tonight, and I'm just believing in God, and I'm just in agreement that. Some people, some lives been changed just through this radio station, and just God just using technology to get through across the world and across the nation. But I just want to encourage her. That was a powerful and anointed prayer that she prayed. I came in on like the middle part of it, but I just like to encourage her and encourage you to continue on. On this journey and on this battlefield for the Lord. So I enjoyed it. This is my first time on the station.
They have what I
And you know what? God has answered your questions. You have to walk in faith, not by sight. When you
Amen.
Walk in faith, you're going to see God do some great things for you. And I know God is touching somebody tonight. See somebody on the 404 area. You have called and you want God to answer you. God is answering you. giving it to you. He's giving it to you right now. He's giving it to you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. The president ain't going to give anything. The governor's not going to give anything but God. And I want to let everybody know tonight, I want to thank God for y'all. And I'm going to turn on some music. I'm going to listen to everybody. And I will see y'all back again next Monday night. God bless you.
Station not clear, breaking up, so that's what I put.
Thank you.